All right. That you just heard a couple first four cool cats from Germany with the single Wish in My Brain. And after that, I heard someone locals, brand new, Todd Michael Smith with the single Silence. Smith does the vocals, plays all the instruments on it, produced it, did everything. He was a bass player in Rolling Nectar, which is where I know him from. And I guess he used to be in Star Faithful. He went to Berkeley. That was some great stuff. I look forward to any other stuff he may come out with. Todd Michael Smith. Anyway, this time's up here. My name is Marion Farrow. You're listening to Rock Under the Radar. This is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your dial. And next show is coming up right now. So I'll see you later.
Cause I know how I feel about you now. It was so easy that night. Should have been strong, yeah, I lied. Nobody gets me like you. I know everything changes, all the cities and faces. But I know how I feel about you. Can we bring yesterday back around? Cause I know how I feel about you.
Okay, that was Waterloo by ABBA. And before that was The Saw Doctors, About You Now, from their album To Win Just Once. And this is DJ Bridge and
DJ Bloomerang
on Random Access.
I'm having a grand time in my new chair today. I'm currently sitting at mic 4 today. DJ Bridge is running the board for us today. And you obviously, most of our listeners don't know this, we have four chairs in the studio. They are all office style chairs, padded, spinny, a little bit of bounce. If you lean back, it kind of comes back for you. There is one chair in the studio that you cannot lift. You'll put it up higher, and then just progressively throughout the show, it sinks until you are very low down. So I was like, I'm not going to fight the chair today. I'm just going to start low, stay low. And it's low enough that I feel kind of like a dog that puts its head on the counter. Like, I'm just, my head is right at the level of the bar today, where I could just lean down and rest. And it's kind of like, it's a whole new viewpoint from down low.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely reach the mic without trying. You know, there's some effort required today.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna put my abs into it and set up.
Okay.
Yes, Bridget. What do we have?
Before we get into that, tell me. So, About You Now is by the Saw Doctors, who a personal favorite of mine. Mm-hmm. Grew up listening to them. But Waterloo by ABBA is because guess what I watched last night?
Please tell me it was Mamma Mia 2.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I love that movie. It was incredible, right? In theaters or out of theaters?
Out of theaters. Is it still in theaters?
I don't know.
I feel like it came out over the summer. I saw it
over the summer, and I remember I went not for the purpose of seeing Mamma Mia 2, although I do love Mamma Mia 2. I went because it was going to be cold, and I was just so hot. It was just so hot that day, and I was like, you know what? It's time.
Elizabeth spent her summer without air conditioning.
Yes, I did, and I'm not a wuss. I can handle it without air conditioning. It was just third floor, Tufts house, not air conditioned. I believe we had a thermometer upstairs that had one, or not a thermometer,
thermostat?
A thermostat, not the thermostat, because that controls the temperature. I'm going to go with temperature reader in the upstairs, because it's not something you put in your body.
What?
Not the thermometer that you put in your body to tell if you have a fever. A thermostat, which adjusts the temperature.
Isn't a thermometer just? It doesn't have to be like a thermometer to tell if you're sick. It could just be like a wall thermometer.
Yeah, okay. We had a wall thermometer, and it got up to 106 degrees in the upstairs floor of our house.
Yikes!
And that was the day that I went to the movie theater, and I had to bring a sweatshirt. That's how cold it was.
Mm.
But I thoroughly loved Mamma Mia 2.
Yes, I thought it was good. I liked that they, I don't know, I thought it, I liked that they referenced some of the early ABBA songs, but they didn't, it wasn't just that, they had some of the other ones,
some
like
new ones.
Waterloo, yeah.
Which is so catchy.
Yeah.
And the scene was done so well. Okay.
Mamma Mia 1 was better, the movie. I also saw it on Broadway. Yeah, so I'm very partial to the first one.
Interesting.
And I thought it was good. I don't know. There were certain things that just bothered me. For instance, throughout the entire movie,
mm-hmm.
like the beginning of the movie, I thought that they just couldn't get Meryl Streep to reappear.
And then she showed up at the end.
And then so she was in the movie, but she was only in the last 5 minutes of it. And if you can get Meryl Streep to agree to be in your movie, why do you? This is not spoiling the movie, because within the first scene you find out that Donna, the character, has died.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get Meryl Streep to be in the movie, why do you kill off her character?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm sorry. I agree. Meryl Streep was incredible in the first one, and also the one song she was in. What was it? The Day You Came or something?
I don't know.
At the end, that was my least favorite song of the entire album. I don't like whatever the last song they, the only song that she's a part of. I was like, really? You gave her that song?
Mm.
But you know, okay, now, controversial question for you. Of the three young guys, what are their names? Harry?
Sam and Bill.
Which one did you think that she should end up with?
Hold up.
You think Sam?
Sam's the one she's... Well, I mean, you see Mamma Mia 1 first. So
yeah.
You see that.
But once you see the backstories, Like, you don't get the backstories from Mamma Mia 1.
You didn't... Oh, that's another thing that I had with the movie. You didn't get any... You didn't get any backstory with... Like, the, all the guys were, like, very quickly... Rushed over. So you didn't... I don't know. I thought the interaction with Harry was awkward, but...
Yeah, that one was weird.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the Waterloo song, but it was...
Yeah, Waterloo is the song that Harry... Each of the three guys that she... That are potentially... Amanda Seyfried's father in the movie. What's her character's name?
Sophie.
Each of the three guys that are potentially her father get a scene with a song dedicated to just them and Lily James. And Waterloo is the one that's for Harry. And they do this huge getup with, like, amazing costumes. For me, it was more like the cinematography aspect of the song was pretty cool. Like, the dance and the... It's in a restaurant...
I thought
that was pretty cool.
I liked the song. I liked that, like, they're in Paris. Just like in the one, like, the there's the one song in Mamma Mia 1 where it's like,
give us a sing.
Oh, our last summer. No. I couldn't think of the title at first. No. The song is Our Last Summer.
Bridget is going to sing for us on air.
No. I thought of the title. I would have sung the part that I was referencing if I hadn't thought of the title. But
okay,
it's Our Last Summer.
Next time we'll have you sing on air.
No. We... I will never be singing on air.
Okay. We'll work on it.
Okay.
All right.
So I liked... I don't know. It was just, like, much too quick.
All right. There,
I get that you gotta keep the movie short.
Yeah.
But I thought there were certain parts... I think a lot of it was very quick. The introduction of Cher...
Oh,
you,
yeah, not necessary. Yeah.
Also comes in the last, like, last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I guess they just really wanted to put the Fernando song in.
The A-listers. Yeah, but you had to get the A-listers in there somehow.
They got so many people from the original cast to come back.
I know.
So why, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel
can't
like,
tell you.
I feel like the grandmother character did not add that much.
Yeah, I agree. But I would say overall, I would see it again. My barometer for how much I like a movie is, will I see it again? And I would go see Mamma Mia 2 again. I would not pay to see it in theaters again, but I would watch it again and be happy to.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I would, yes.
Whereas this weekend, I did pay to go see A Star is Born in theaters again. And it was equally as good. If you listen to our, I believe it was our October 9th, or our October 8th show, I raved about A Star is Born. I'm raving again. You have to go see it before it leaves theaters. It's incredible. The music also is really, really good.
Okay. I still have yet to see it. So,
it's no okay. Comments. You saw Mamma Mia 2. So,
yes. I'll get there.
You'll get there.
You can't see everything.
We are college sophomores.
Yes. We should, we do stuff other than watching movies.
Like how I've been in the library for the last, I think, 5 hours studying for my bio test that's on Thursday.
That's so unfortunate. Thursday? That's so far away. Well, I guess it's Monday.
No. See,
it still feels like the weekend.
We don't have school today, so it gives you the illusion. You're lured into this sensation of, like, I've got time. I can sleep in. I don't have to study today. And then it's Monday all of a sudden. It's like, oh, no. The test is in 3 days. Better get cracking. So I've been doing practice problems all morning.
Okay. Yeah, that hasn't hit me yet. Okay. I slept in.
Look at you. I'm jealous.
No, I have an assignment due Wednesday, so it's not a good.
Okay.
It's not.
It's not like you have nothing. It's just less urgency. Yes. All right. Tell me what we've got up next.
Up next, Next Girl by the Black Keys from their album Brothers.
Drop it.
Such a beautiful face. I wanted love, but not for myself. but for the girl, so she could love herself. Oh, my next girl. Got a second chance. Yeah. Oh, a beautiful face and a wicked way, and I'm paying for her beautiful face every day. All that work over so much time. If I think too hard, I might lose my mind. Oh, my next girl, yeah, will be nothing like my ex-girl. I made mistakes back then, I'll never do it again. But with my next girl, she'll be nothing like my ex-girl. There was a painful dance and I got a second chance.
Okay, that was Solitude is Bliss by Tame Impala. And up next, we have Kalkomadi by... I said that weirdly. Kalkomadi.
Okay. I have no idea what you're saying.
By Carly...
Go for it.
By Carly Bruni.
Oh, it sounds like Carly Rae Jepsen. I was like, really? A Carly Rae Jepsen song? I haven't heard that name in a while. But no. Carly Bruni. Okay.
Yeah.
I can... Yeah, let's hear it.
Here it goes.
Dit que nos vies ne valent pas grand chose, elles passent en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos chagrins il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? On dit que le destin se moque bien de nous, qu'il ne nous donne rien et qu'il nous promet tout. Paraît que le bonheur est à portée de main, alors on tend la main et on se retrouve fou. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors? Serait-ce possible alors? Mais qui est-ce qui m'a dit que toujours tu m'aimais? Je ne me souviens plus, c'était tard dans la nuit. J'entends encore la voix, mais je ne vois plus les traits. Il vous aime, c'est secret, lui dites pas que je vous l'ai dit. Tu vois, quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimais encore. Mais l'a-t-on vraiment dit que tu m'aimais encore? Serait-ce possible alors? Pas grand chose, elle passe en un instant comme fanent les roses. On me dit que le temps qui glisse est un salaud, que de nos tristesses il s'en fait des manteaux. Pourtant quelqu'un m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. C'est quelqu'un qui m'a dit que tu m'aimes encore. Serait-ce possible alors?
It's right, Roxanne.
That was Roxanne by The Police, and before that, we had Calco Madi by Carla Bruni.
Carla, sorry everyone, it was not Carly.
Yeah, sorry, it's not Carly Rae Jepsen.
In case you were following like on our playlist as DJ Bridge was making it, and you were like, this is so weird, I can't find it on iTunes. Correction, it's Carla. That was like our New York Times correction the following day, but it's like 5 minutes later.
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember what I said at the first part, and in the first place, if I said Carla or Carly.
I somehow took it and ran with Carly because I came up with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Has she had any songs since
that atrocious? What was it? Call me maybe. I did not like that song. Yeah, I think she's had a few others since then.
Okay.
Maybe like one more hit, but it wasn't. She's a one trick. She's clearly a one trick pony.
Mm,
and will always be remembered as. She'll always be remembered by me for Call Me Maybe. That and my entire middle high school will remember her for that. Because we had to do stop motion when we were in middle school. And everyone had to make a stop motion to that song.
Weird.
It was very weird.
Why?
I don't know.
Why was that an assignment?
I don't know. I believe what I did was claymation.
What was it for?
It was for our...
Was this academic?
It was a class. It was called technology.
Oh.
It was a weird class. I remember we watched October Sky in that class. Oh, we did that challenge where you build a bridge out of popsicle sticks and then you put weights on it and see which one can hold it the longest.
Mm-hmm. How's that technology?
I don't know. We also did a Pringle project where we had to build a box out of only using masking tape and index cards, and then we had to put a Pringle inside of it and mail it from our houses to the high school. And then if your Pringle made it, for every crack that your Pringle had in it, the teacher would take off 5 points.
Mm.
So your box had to be very sturdy. And you only got, I think, 10 index cards and three 6-inch long strips of masking tape to make your box. Mm. And then you put it in a standard manila envelope and then mail it from your house to the school.
Huh. That sounds...
It's not very technology now that I'm looking back on the class.
I don't know. That sounds like in high school we had... Well, one, I took a class... Well, no, that was a club. There was a club where we did the popsicle stick bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. It's a classic.
Learn... Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw that happening in the SEC the other week.
Love it. Wonderful.
They were some elaborate bridges over there.
Yeah.
College bridges, let me tell you, the Tufts University bridge competition was a lot more intricate, and I would say... I don't know. Maybe more effort was put in. Dobbs Ferry Middle School put a lot of effort into their bridge projects, but Tufts University blew us out of the water. I was looking at those bridge projects.
So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would be disappointed if I saw worse projects here, but, I mean, my expectations were set pretty low. We only got, I think, like, 100 popsicle sticks per bridge, and you had to, like... We had to draw a model, like make out the plans and write the measurements. It was like an architecture project, kind of. And then you actually built it, and then he tested them for us.
Yeah. No. Well, that's kind of what we did too. Except it wasn't that you got a certain amount of popsicle sticks.
Mm-hmm.
It was popsicle sticks, glue, and string.
Mm-hmm.
But the winners were based on a weight held to the weight of the bridge ratio. So you could use a ton of popsicle sticks, ton of glue, but then your
we probably did that too.
Then yours would be heavier. So then
there was some restriction. Yeah, I remember it was something where you didn't want to use a lot of popsicle sticks. So we probably did something along those lines.
Nice.
Yeah. And then in the technology thing, we did have to learn how to use I think it was called Statix. It was like an online computer program where you learned how to build things online.
Nice.
Yeah, which was in the technology vein. But the primary part, the reason I brought that up is we had to do claymation or legomation to that, the Carly Rae Jepsen song. And we did a claymation, I think.
Hmm.
It was actually really cool to do. Some people did it to, the one that sticks out to me is it was a Rubik's Cube. And it started out with a real Rubik's Cube, and then they somehow got it to be a claymation Rubik's Cube. And then throughout, like at certain parts of the song, like it would twist or like blow apart or like come back together. Whoa. Oh, I just threw something off the desk. It was really cool. Yeah. That's how I'll always remember that song.
Very nice.
Thank you.
We're not playing that song.
No. Never will you ever hear that song on Random Access. I'm sorry.
Well, let's not say never. I think I know what we're doing next week.
No. No,
hey,
no.
That could be our show intro.
Call me maybe.
Call me maybe. Please call in. Call it. Maybe call in.
If you want to call in and give us your thoughts on Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen technology class with the bridge competition, you can give us a quick call at 855-915-WMFO. Or if you're like me and don't know what WMFO is on my key card, on my dial tones, it's 9636.
Nice.
What do we have up, Miss Bridget?
The Man Who Can't Be Moved by the Script.
So good.
I heard it in Carm the other day. It's just catchy, you know?
Carm's food may be lacking, but their music is staying strong.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a broken-hearted man. I know it makes no sense, but what else can I do? And how can I move on when I'm still in love with you? 'Cause if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that beat me. See me waiting for you on the corner of the street. So I'm not moving, I'm not moving. Policeman says, son, you can't stay here. I said, day, month, year. Gotta stand my ground, even if it rains or snows. If she changes her mind, this is the first place she will go. 'Cause if one day you wake up and find that you're missing me, and your heart starts to wonder where on this earth I could be, thinking maybe you'll come back here to the place that beat me. You see me waiting for you on the corner.
cause this problem's gonna last more than a weekend. Oh Jesus Christ, I'm not scared to die, I'm a little bit scared of what comes after. Do I get the gold chariot? Do I float through the ceiling? Do I divide and pull apart?
Is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to Trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Yes, please donate to WMFO so we can continue doing what we love.
Here. Random access.
Random access, yes.
It would not be so random-y if you don't... Yeah, there will be no more random. You won't even have access. Oh, not even any access. So, Bridget is going to talk to you about that last song we just had.
Yes, that was Jesus Christ by Brand New. And before that, we had The Man Who Can't Be Moved by The Script. And now we have Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey.
My old man is a bad man, but I can't deny the way he holds my hand. And he grabs me, he has me by my heart. He doesn't mind to have a Las Vegas past. He doesn't mind to have a L.A. crass way about me. He loves me with every beat of his cocaine heart. Swimming pool, glimmering darling, white bikini off with my red nail polish. Watch me in the swimming pool, bright blue ripples. You sitting, sipping on your black crystal. A soul as sweet as blood red jam. And he shows me, he knows me, every inch of my tar black soul. He doesn't mind I have a flat broke down life. In fact, he says he thinks it's why he might like about me. Admires me the way I roll like a rolling stone. Likes to watch me in the glass room, bathroom, chateau, mama, slipping on my red dress, putting on my makeup. Glass room, perfume, cognac, lilac fume. Says it feels like heaven to him.
Okay, that was Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey. Also, if you happened to call in and we accidentally hung up on you...
Or I don't think the call even came in. I was there. I picked up the receiver. I pushed the button. I followed all the instructions. I'm so sorry if you called in and we didn't pick up. We, of course, want to talk to you. Please, and we will be here for another 8 minutes. If you want to call in and have a conversation with us, we'd love to talk to you. I'm so sorry if we hung up on you or if you heard me and I couldn't hear you. I don't know, but we're sorry.
Do we think it was a butt dial?
A butt dial is a WMFO. That's the worst.
Oh, wait, no, it can't be because if you want to talk to the DJ on air, you have to click one.
Oh.
It, like, it calls and, when you call, it has the, ooh, yikes. Well, yeah, feel free to call it again because we'd love to hear from you. This time, for those of you that haven't been in the studio, there are two ways to answer the phone.
We will answer it the traditional way.
Yeah, the traditional way that we learned is answering it through the board, but... We also...
The woman who has a show before us taught me a nifty trick where you can actually use the phone on the wall. So I was like, it's a lot easier to do that. So because actually, the person who called while we were still on air talking. So Bridget kept talking for... This is why it's great to have a co-host. Bridget continued while I picked up the phone. There are many reasons why it's good to have a co-host. That is one of them. Yeah. There's not as much panic if there's a phone call.
Or like... There is panic, but I just look at Elizabeth. And
yeah,
then
panics at me, and I'm like, I've got it. Yeah.
So we tried the wall phone, and hopefully we'll try that again.
Yep.
We'll try to.
So if you want to call in and talk to us, give
it
us a jingle.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
But yes, that was Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey. And up next, we have What I Like About You by The Romantics.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm feeling...
I don't know if this is the song that I think it is, but I have a jingle. I have an idea of what I think it is. I'm not going to sing it, but I have an idea. Let's give it a whirl.
Okay, I'm guessing it's what you think it is. Oh, Elizabeth is going to sing on air for us.
All right, I thought you had already started the song. Go for it.
Thank you.
That was What I Like About You by The Romantics. This has been Random Access with DJ Bridge and
DJ Bloomerang.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. For the last couple minutes of our show, we have The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good."